everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. Did you guys miss Billy? He's a big boy. You missed that, Billy.
Kyle, why are you smelling your armpits?
Why are you naming your own cock?
Yeah, that's a great question. Ugh. I mean, goodness, so many things. Look, honestly, as a finale, I usually don't like the finale or enjoy the finale because it, you know, it's usually just a bunch of airport goodbyes, kind of
boring.
There
was a lot of that.
I did think, though, this finale delivered because, Kyle.
What the fuck's happening?
What the fuck is happening with Riley and Violet?
She's scamming. She's dude, fucking scamming, dude.
It's great. It's so great. I'm so happy.
The tinfoil hat can come off and the legitimate Gino fedora can come on because every random theory that we threw out about her being just like a super dark scammer is coming true.
I'm so happy. I mean, it would have been so lame. So for those of you who didn't listen last week, we had kind of hypothesized like Riley's just being a comedian and he's doing a joke like, oh my God, she's pregnant.
I can't believe they fucked.
This is okay. We're going to unpack this. I want to wait for their segment. We could talk about this for a full hour. I have so many questions, including do we believe Riley? Like, what are Violet's motivations to get married to him? Or is she just looking for I mean, I have so many questions, but this is like a top 10 moment for me. I think it's so hilarious that she is so obviously scamming because he's on medication. He literally can't get somebody pregnant.
And that would have no occasion to actually come up. We don't know this for sure, but I feel like there's a high probability that she does not know that he's on that medication.
Oh, 0% chance that she knows because she wouldn't have wasted her time scamming him.
So she thinks she's so fucking smart trying to scam him.
I wish we could find more of this. Like, I want to see more scamming. I think it's funny.
Kim, if she stands up during the tell-all and she's showing, I fucking quit. I fucking quit podcasting.
Well, look, she could easily be pregnant by another man.
Sure. No, I mean, let's be real. Not easily, but
she's, yeah.
If you,
she's 44.
If it is scientifically true that his fertility is 1% because of this drug, at her age, it's like 2%, and that's not per intercourse. That's like in general. So there's a 1 in 5,000 chance that these two could conceive.
Yeah.
At all. Not even like one raw dog, like ever.
It's so
fucking ridiculous.
It's so great. I want to know. I have so many theories. Like, does she have just like several guys she's scamming at once? Is she trying to get money? Do we believe Riley's account? Like, how much do we trust him? I don't know. There's so many different directions we could take this, but I have never laughed so hard when I was like, oh my God, this is real. And we'll recap the two scenes as well for those that don't watch. Because I think it's important to go through the play by play.
To be fair to Violet, we have no actual proof except his word that they fucked yet.
None.
Yeah.
It does explain. There was one person in our Facebook group, a Patreon cray cray, that hypothesized, and this was a man, so I give this man credit. He said one reason she could have been super like weird and awkward about him going to the airport the next day is that they did have sex and the sex was weird or the sex was bad.
What if the sex was fucking awesome? And now she's like so confused and she doesn't know what to do.
I doubt that's the case. But I, you know, it could, anything it worked, is possible
it
at this
worked
point.
On Amanda.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible. And then, like, why did she break up with Riley when she got home if she was intending to scam him 3 weeks later? This also makes no sense. I mean, look,
she's broken up with him, 18 times before? It didn't really seem to matter, so.
I know. Oh, it's great. The other, like, big, I mean, there were a few other big surprises. Like, honestly, I think Dempsey might be more into Statler now than Statler's into Dempsey in a shocking turn of events. That I found also kind of strange.
I'm surprised that they stay together. I'm not surprised that Razvan gave in.
No, me neither. He wants to be on TV. I get it.
I'm not surprised about that either, because only because she is a TV personality. Like, she's been at the reality TV game for a while. Yeah. It's just not similar to Shekinah on Tow. She's been on and off TV forever. Yeah. So for her to say yes, they already, like, they even tease, they have an entire season teed up to film because of him coming on a, like, how convenient, 1 to 2 week tourist visa, the perfect amount of time they would need to film a 90-day season, right? Yeah. So of course she said yes.
I'm not surprised she said yes, because she does want to be on TV, but this is what is surprising to me about Misha. She is a beautiful physically beautiful person. I mean, she might be a flat earther, but, you know, she is pretty hot, I think. So really, is Nicola, like, the best she can do as far as, like, getting an international boyfriend? Like,
dude,
Usman is hotter than Nicola, and, like, the best he could do was BGL. He would have jumped at the chance to make out with Misha.
You might be shocked to learn there's a lot of Christians.
Yeah, right? There's tons of Catholics. Pick any other one. Like, go to Italy or something. I don't know.
Your Tinder location to Boston. Like, what are we doing here?
It's just, like, really, Nicola? Like, he is, like, the unsexiest person ever, and she also thinks so. She is continuously disgusted by him. Consistently. It's really great. I do think, like, it was.
Now that we're engaged, you should come visit for a couple months.
Right? She's like, that's how we get on the next season, Nicola.
No, that's called Satan. You dumb slut.
So here's the final tally. We have 3 engaged couples: Misha, Nicola, David and Sheila, Gino and Jasmine. We have 2 other couples that are definitely still together: Statler and Dempsey, and Amanda and Razvan. Then we have, like, Cleo and Christian, unclear.
I think they think they're still together. We're not counting the tell-all, by the way, because we have no fucking idea.
We don't know what happens.
Okay, Cleo and Christian are definitely leaving, saying they're together.
Yeah, but really?
I mean, Cleo believes they're together.
Ugh, Cleo, good God, girl. You need to get it together. And then Riley and Violet, I don't even know how to explain that status.
I don't know.
And, like, Tyre is not in the sample size because not even relevant. It's not relevant data.
Gone for 6 episodes. Doesn't even count.
And shockingly, like, we're not going to see Nicola and Misha on season 10, because the season 10 cast has been introduced, but only Gino and Jasmine are the only returning couple, even though we have seen Nicola and Misha, spoiler, spotted in Minnesota, several pictures up on Reddit of this.
I think they got to be back for Before the 90 season 7.
I agree, because those photos are recent, and, like, season 10's a coming in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So the timeline doesn't add up.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kyle, do we want to start with Riley and Violet? I feel like I could talk about this for an hour. I have so many questions. I do want to start with like a recap of what actually happened because some people don't watch. And so we had so many theories coming out of the next time on from last week. Our reigning theory, winning theory, was that Riley was just like cracking a joke. They blew it out of proportion and were kind of faking us out. I'm so glad that's not the case.
I know. So much better.
So glad. Our second theory was that Violet was scamming hardcore and just wants like money from Riley, and or she wants a visa. And I'm so glad that's the way we're leaning because it makes it so much funnier and more interesting. But here's the play-by-play. So we have two scenes. In the first scene, the producer is asking Riley questions as he is smoking a cigar. So we know that this is stressful. And as soon as he landed off the flight from Vietnam, Violet texted him, broke up with him, and basically said she wanted absolutely nothing to do with him. Then a few days later, she starts texting him again and says, like, oh, I don't know, maybe we can be together. And he's like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, she's bouncing me around. I don't understand. Now she's saying, I really want a husband and a family and we can be together. And the producer's like, Riley, are you done? And he's like, I don't know. I kind of still love her. I don't know what's happening.
I have no idea.
A few weeks later.
So what happens in those few weeks?
Nothing. I don't know. Like, no, are they texting? Are they like, what's happening? So then a few weeks later, he gets surprising news per like the text on the screen. Surprise. And we have Tiffany come in and he's like, last week, Violet texted me and told me she's pregnant and the baby is mine.
Whoopsie daisy.
I could not write a better scripted television show. This is real shit, guys.
That's great. It's so fucking dumb.
So then in the second scene, we get more details on that, and that Riley is on medication, that he only has a 1% chance that he could actually impregnate someone. Combine that with Violet's age of 44, this becomes a very unlikely scenario. Riley also claims that the last night he was in Vietnam, Violet left, but then she just like showed up and like came back at night, like late at night, banged
him. Crawled into bed. Yeah.
And he's like, well, miracles do happen.
Yeah.
Well, she's 5'2 and he's 6'4. So it was really fun, Kyle. There was a hand going south and a mouth going north. I can't believe I repeated that.
A hand goes south and a lip goes off. I don't, it sounds like the start of one of Riley's YouTube videos.
Okay, where do we even start? Do we believe Riley?
I mean, I think so. Only
I'm
because,
inclined to believe him.
Yeah, I mean, how wild would it be? He would be the most hated cast member of all time if he made this shit up.
This is why I think he's telling the truth. We actually, like, didn't see Riley talk about weird sexual stuff the whole season. He never was like inappropriately like trying to get
that's true
like Violet to touch him or have sex with him, or he never was like grabbing her, like, you know, how we saw like Kim beg Usman for sex over and over again. We never saw anything even close to that type of behavior with Riley. He actually never talked about sex at all. He didn't even talk about like, I wish she kissed me, nothing.
That really was not his MO.
No,
it really wasn't.
So that makes me think, like, why now all of a sudden would he be talking about, oh, she came and had sex with me? It doesn't add up. So I do believe it's true. My second question is, like, what is Violet after? Is she after a green card, or does she just want Riley to give her money? She hates him. That much is clear. So, like, what is she trying to accomplish here?
Okay, so we can agree that the sex wasn't the reason to want to continue to pursue the relationship, right? There's no way it was fucking. There's no way. No. Okay. Wait, now that we're in agreement there.
If anything, that is a deterrent and something that she struggled with internally for many days. Yes.
I would even go so far as to say a repellent.
Yes, I agree.
So the only other two choices, first of all, I'm also going to assume that she's scamming.
Oh, okay? I assume she's scamming 100%.
Yeah. So given that, the only two choices are she really does want to emigrate and she sees him as dumb enough to be her ticket here because he forgives her, or they work it out, or he's like, he tries so hard to come off as like the one that's in control and I'm going to do this and you have to earn my trust. But he keeps fucking like going back whenever she dumps him. So she just kind of sees him as a dummy that will put up with her personality. But I think it's probably more just she just wants him to start sending her money.
Yeah. So you
like
think
just straight
she
just up,
wants
like
money.
That simple. Like that simple. Send me money for doctor visits, which is why, I mean, if you suspect really hardcore that she's scamming, which I think in this instance is the first time that that's like super duper mega fair.
Yeah.
Then at that point, like the doctor thing is actually kind of clever, I think.
Well, you mean on Riley's part? So this is another thing that Riley did. Riley's like, okay. He's like, this is where I was like, oh, all right. Riley's playing this kind of the right ways. He says, I think it's very unlikely that she's pregnant, just given the statistical likelihood that I can actually get somebody pregnant on this medication. However, I don't want to be a dick. And like, if she actually is pregnant, I don't want to be the guy that's like, you're not pregnant. So he finds an English-speaking OBGYN in Vietnam. He's like, go to this doctor. I will pay for absolutely everything. And she refuses to go and says, I already have my doctor. So then he's like, all right.
The thing is though, like if she wasn't scamming, I think that would be totally fair.
Right.
But given that she is,
this is where I get confused.
There's literally a 1 in 5,000 chance she's not scamming. So if you're Riley and you can do basic fractional, multiplication, then it's just not a dick move. Like Riley, everything else that Riley's done. If you're willing to lie to someone about being pregnant with their kid, like all bets are off. You do you.
Oh, absolutely. This is where I get confused, though. Violet comes out and says, why don't you just ask me to marry you already? And this is where I get confused. And this is where Riley's friend Tiffany also gets confused, because that makes me think she wants a green card. Mm-hmm. I can't believe like we're having this is. We're so many years into the show and we finally have a person that like so clearly is when was the last person that was so clearly scamming? Besides like the obvious, David,
I'm not accountant.
Yeah. I guess that's
most
true.
Of the time. Like, they're not. Most of the time they're not scamming. Right. Even if TLC sets up the entire storyline to make you believe that, like a lot of the time they're not.
That's why this is so, I just don't see do you see an outcome or like an avenue to where Violet's telling the truth and is not scamming?
I wouldn't know what to do with my life if she wasn't.
I'm like, she better buy many, many lottery tickets if she's not scamming.
Yeah.
And I just am confused as to why she wants to marry Riley now, because
she hates him.
Other questions. Do you think it's possible that Violet has a few different guys she's trying to play and that she is pregnant, but by a different guy?
We have no evidence against that. I think it's completely possible because she never turned off the app and we never got an explanation for that. I mean, I totally believe that she has shit to do. She has kids. She has a job. So her like being out and about during the day, during his visit, like, look, not everyone can afford to take a bunch of time off for a bang trip. Fine. Totally.
Yeah.
Like it in the real world, I think that's plausible. On 90 Day Fiance, it is a little suspicious because they are getting paid. So it's just something we don't see that often, where someone is very like stake in the ground. No, I'm leading my life while you're here. We never see that. If that's real, I respect it. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a chance it might not be. We don't know. But yeah, the wildest thing is like she's still on the app and she has no explanation and she screams at him when he questions it. Of course, he questions it like a total dumbass asshole. And that's probably the reason why we never got a real answer. But if that doesn't come up at the tell-all.
This should be the only thing discussed at the tell-all. And you know we're not going to get it next week. We're not going to get this until the last tell-all.
The last 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to be so irritated about it. Okay. Here's another question. Let's say Violet is continuing with the scam and she's like, I am pregnant. It is yours. Marry me. And let's say her motivation is she wants to come to the U.S. How does she intend for this to work out? Because it's going to take way longer to get the visa than a pregnancy to come to fruition.
She'll have the baby. Someone corrected me. It's not the child visa for Jean Rel is K2, not J1.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember what a J1 is. I'll Google it right now.
It's a short-term working, like for like young people to come over to the U.S. for 4 months.
It's exchange visitor, which is what
Steve and
visa
Olga were on.
Was Olga. Yeah, exactly. That's
But this is like, I'm like, if that's her plan, that doesn't make sense because obviously Riley's going to learn that she doesn't have a freaking kid when the K1 gets approved.
But the problem, like, I'm just worried that it's going to get really dark and she's like, huge trigger warning. Just skip 15 seconds. Like, do you think that she's capable of like lying and saying that she had a pregnancy loss to cover it up?
I mean, look,
like if she's willing to lie about being pregnant at all, like anything is on the table, man.
Oh, I agree. 1,000%. Yeah. I would not. No, I don't think that's off the table. But I'm not understanding like what her motivation is behind this, because
it's sending cash. That's why she wouldn't go to his doctor, because she's going to forge a bill for healthcare and prenatal supplies. And
but then why did she break up with him when he got home? Do you think she tried to scam somebody else and they didn't fall for it? And so she's just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it could be anything. And what's unfortunate about it is like, I thought that she did have like a decent career and she's not in desperate poverty. So
no, not at all.
I don't know. I'm going to say like she's scamming, but the motivations are very unclear. And I'm not really sure what to make of it yet, because she has kids. She seems to have like a relative, like an independent and comfortable life there.
I agree. Maybe it is possible that maybe she's like Maria. I am not accountant, Maria. She was scamming lots of guys. That's how she lived her lifestyle. Maybe that's what Violet does.
Yeah.
You know, it could be. This is just like, I don't know why I found this so shocking and hilarious. Am I a bad person?
Oh, no. If this happened to someone that we actually liked, we'd probably feel differently.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know Riley. He's not a person that I know in real life. I'm watching this on television, and therefore I am enjoying every second.
Even if this was happening to David, it would be horrifying.
Yes. Yes, you're right. It absolutely would. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Do you have anything else?
Sheila, if you pull that shit, I'm fucking done.
I feel very confident. I mean, we did talk throughout the season that, like, Violet was a little sketchy, and it just so funny though that she was like so adamant. She was so mad about the private investigator, and I do wonder, like, was there another dude that she was planning on scamming hardcore, and she thought she had him hooked, and then he ditched her, and she's like, shit, better get back to Riley, like, backup plan, you know? I don't know. I love it.
Maybe spread lords. She could have had another guy coming to visit the next week after Riley left, and maybe that went even worse.
Yeah, true. This was weeks after Riley left, so anything could have happened. Her weeks. Pipeline of scams had a blip, so she had to pivot quickly.
Yeah, she had to change her lead status in Salesforce.
Opportunity lost.
Right.
Let's go back.
How's our top of funnel looking today? Just triggered so many people. I'm sorry. I know.
Let's move on. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some 5-star hotels. They're also designed for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/craycray to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code CRAYCRAY at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/craycray and use the code CRAYCRAY to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/craycray to treat yourself. And thank you to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Let's talk Cleo and Christian.
Just a lot of crying and Christian just kind of leaving her hanging because he's an asshole.
Well, can we talk about the hoodie?
Break up with her or like commit. I hate how he kind of leaves it like, well, I can't forget the things that have happened. And like, why would you say that when you're leaving? Either be positive or break up. And then talk about that shit in a couple days after you get back.
Yeah, he lost me at the Casablanca impression. I can't remember anything else.
Never in a million years do Casablanca voice. Ever.
Is that Humphrey Bogart? Who's in Casablanca? Okay.
I think so.
Horrible. Dude,
no, stop. Don't do that.
Stop it.
Never.
Cleo likes it. I don't understand. I don't know.
I didn't get the sense that she appreciated that particular thing.
It's so confusing to me why she likes him at all. But she wants to like, it was sad to me when they were like packing up and she says, can I have this hoodie? I really want to keep it. And he's like, that's my favorite hoodie.
Here's a sock.
Here's my dirty poop underwear that you can have and keep.
Here's a left sock. I already gave the right sock to a girl I met at the bar.
I mean, he does like give in pretty easily, but it's just like so cringy. No, it's my favorite hoodie. I don't know why people make such a big deal about packing on this show. Like, oh, I have to pack. Like, how long does it take you to pack? Unless you're Misha, who literally has like 5 bags and like a hotel room full of clothes. It takes me like 3 minutes to pack. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one suitcase and they were in Airbnb. It's not like he had to like search for all his stuff mixed in with her personal belongings in her house.
Right. It's like you just throw it and you're going home. So you just throw it in the bag and like you're done. What's the big deal?
This is not an epic like 30-hour journey. He can put all his shit in his suitcase and just have his phone with him.
I feel like people, like I have friends that do this too, where they're like, I'm going on a trip in 5 days. I've got a pack tonight. I'm like, really?
Well, that's my wife.
What takes so long?
It's an anxiety thing. It's not about taking long.
That's what I do too.
We have an open suitcase on the floor in our bedroom 5 days before any time she travels.
Wow. Is it just like she has to carefully choose her clothing?
That's a little bit of it. She also wants to choose her clothing early, I think, to make sure that she doesn't wear it and then has to like wash it again.
Okay. Interesting. I just like, I have it down to such a science. And I also have like, I'm a minimalist, so I have very few clothes. So there's not a lot to choose from. But yeah, I can throw a suitcase together in 5 minutes flat. This is just such a big theme on this show that it is confusing. I mean, Cleo is emotional, but Christian is not emotional at all.
No, because he holds all the cards here.
Yeah.
Cleo has confessed or professed her undying affection for this idiot. And he's just like, well, I can't forget the past, you know. Like,
yeah.
Razvan says, but with good reason. When Christian says, I can't forget things that have happened, the things that have happened is Cleo calling you out on your bullshit. That's the things that have happened.
Right. The things that have happened are you hitting on other girls at bars and Cleo asking why you did that. I mean, Jesus, they do say I love you very casually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a looking deep in each other's souls and saying I love you. It's love you, bye.
Yeah, just I'm like, when did this happen? I know he gave her that silver necklace when they were playing dress up and said that it was to show his love for her, but we didn't hear him say like, I love you outright. And so I wonder when that,
I thought we did.
Happen off camera.
I thought we did, but like I guess what I was saying is like, it's not like he really said, Cleo, I am in love with you. It's like, love ya. It is more casual in a non-serious way to me, but I also see Christian as a non-serious person generally. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what it means.
I don't either. Christian talks in his ITM. He's like, yeah, we have issues. And the two issues that he names is that his family is not going to accept this relationship and also their long distance. So I'm going to guess at the tell-all, they're not together. And it's going to be a nothing burger, too, because it's like not like any big dramatic thing's going to happen. They're not in the same place. His family's not going to accept it. He's just going to break up with her.
I agree.
The end.
It'll be over. It'll be over before it really even restarts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Amanda and Rosvin. This was infuriating, but predictable.
Very predictable. Yeah. So it like, okay. One thing that did occur to me watching this, I do not buy the Amanda emotional 180 thing necessarily, but if they are together at the tell-all and they are together now, at what point do you consider that she has moved past her inhibitions and is being genuine about her affection? Like how long would we have to see this behavior before we can stop just discarding it as being a disingenuous manipulator who almost got dumped and can't deal with that, right? How long would it take?
Good question.
You can say never because she sucks. Yeah,
she sucks. I do kind of buy that the first week she was there, she was really struggling with like guilt. And then, he pulled away and she was like, oh, wait. I do think that's like part of it. It doesn't mean it's not infuriating. I hate how just like her body language, the way she talks to him in baby talk, like the very last scene when he's sitting there, he's like, last night was amazing. She can't even look him in the eye and maintain eye contact for that long. She has to look away and say, oh, I'm so tired, and like talk to him in baby talk. She's emotionally very immature.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
She's still laying it on thick.
Oh, like really thick. The pillow. Here's some framed pictures of us.
I noticed that maybe it's a good sign. I mean, one of the pictures definitely had her kids in it.
Oh. That's true.
Which is kind of a good sign. She does invite him. Like, if she follows through with him visiting on the tourist visa, I think there is a realm where this has become real again. That sentence didn't make sense, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But because this is like week four of her being like, oh, I fucked up. And if we set aside the hatred, I just wonder like how much would be enough to make people believe that she's actually in this again.
I believe that they're super into each other physically. You can't don't fake that. I mean,
I buy that.
They're having, they're fucking and they're liking it. And we have to remember, too, that Rosvin is a performer. This is his job. This is his profession. So he says things that are great. Like, I love you, but you're also my worst enemy.
I know.
A man in love. Words of
that could also be a translation. Like, sometimes people that are second language English speakers can come off to sound like very dramatic.
Yeah.
But so I don't want to give the impression that I am coming around to Amanda, because I'm not. It's just something that occurred to me. And the reason that I'm not coming around to her is because of the fucking letter was so absurd to me.
Oh my God.
You're my soulmate. My, like, 2 days ago, you were crying about your dead husband and you couldn't shut the fuck up about Jason. Like 4 days before this, you told him to his face that he would never be half the man your dead husband was. And now you write him a note that says, "You're my soulmate, my one true love."
One true love.
Dude.
That's rough. Look, I think it's possible. I don't want this to come off as like, we're just defending Amanda. We're going to, you know, we're just looking at this from all angles. I think that it is possible that the night that the French fries occurred and that
the French fry incident, that sounds like a ska band.
Which was the same night that she said that about, like, we don't share morals. You're not half the man that Jason was. You're not going to be a janitor if you have to be, all that stuff, like the bad night. I think it is possible that she was wasted. And you know what I mean? Like, maybe she did have these. Obviously, she had these thoughts because she said them, but maybe she was more loose-lipped with them because she was just really, really drunk. Because also, like, I know that when I want French fries at 2 or 3 in the morning, it is usually alcohol induced. Yeah.
Yeah. Do not be in the same Waffle House as Kim at 2 in the morning. Okay.
So that just occurred to me. I was like, why did she want French fries at 2 to 3 in the morning? Oh, she was really fucking drunk. And so, you know, like, yeah, she's still accountable for that stuff. But I mean, would she have said that stuff if she wasn't drunk? Like, probably not. So I don't know. The tactic works. Razvan loves the letter. He loves the gifts. He wants to be with her. All it took was a card.
Loves the vagina.
Yep. Likes that too. And he's coming over for Thanksgiving.
He's coming.
Amanda annoys me because she says, "I'm relieved not to be leaving Romania single." Like, that's all she cares about.
That's the most important thing. Yeah.
Right. Not that they've solidified their love, or like she's so happy to be in love, or she got to know Razvan. She is just so relieved she's not single.
Not that he has qualities that you appreciate in a partner. No, I'm just not single. Yes.
Razvan really enjoyed that last night, though.
I'm sure Billy had a great time.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of Jesus Christ, you ready to talk about Misha?
Sure. Oh, this was like... Misha hates him.
I did appreciate that he just kind of got to it quickly, though. And it didn't really drag out this episode. I guess they ran out of time production-wise, and they just had to pop that question. Please, God, make Misha love me more. Feels a little manipulative to me. I don't know. It seems a little strange to beseech a higher power to forcibly manipulate another being into feeling something. It's like in Aladdin, how you can't ask the genie to make someone fall in love with you. Feel like that should be a rule in the Bible. You know, you can't ask God for that kind of thing. Come on.
I know I said this in the beginning, but I just have to say it again. I know that Misha is only with Nicola because of TV. There's no way she's actually interested or in love with this person. There just isn't. We see her body language. She's disgusted by him. She hates when he smells his armpits. She hates when he's like trying to bargain for the ring. She hates like everything about him. He doesn't treat her the way that she wants to be treated, like physically, you know. He's not like cutesy with her. But then when he is trying to be cutesy with her, she's annoyed because she doesn't actually want to touch him. So, like, why didn't she just find a guy she's actually attracted to that's from somewhere else, or even like a guy she's attracted to in Israel that she actually wants to make out with to be on the show?
Sounds like Satan talking.
Sorry.
You're tempting Misha with sin.
and Satan hates us. And that's what he does. That's what he does, Kim.
Yes, yes, you're right.
I can't believe you fell for it. Satan's words to the podcast lips, you know? I tell you something very important. Yes, I love you so much, Misha, and we know each other many years, and I want to tell you something very important, and will you marry me? And I don't have a ring, but I will buy one. Are you saying yes or no? Are you saying yes or no? All right, we got to talk about ring shopping.
Oh my God. So wait, well, we didn't even get to that. Like, the proposal was 2.5 seconds in the street. I really didn't think Misha was going to say yes. She was like, what? Right now?
I like how he's like, we're 2.5 miles away from something important. It's pretty amazing. Like, you're in an alley. And it's cool. It's a cool alley. Don't get me wrong. The whole area is really interesting. But there are so many actual landmarks and places with views that he could have done this within 3 minutes of additional walking. There's just like random. No sense. There's random shopkeeps just like, way to go.
He just like kneels down in the middle of the alley. And like there's like three passersby that clap. But I didn't think she was going to say yes. She was like, right here.
We're doing this? You can see
the wheels turning in her head like, fuck, 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 fuck. And I just don't think she saw any other option but to say yes.
It would have been so good if she said, try again. Like, can we just walk for 5 more minutes until I can see the ocean and then you can ask me?
So then they go, he's like, I don't have a ring because we're going to go buy it right now. And he's very confident that Misha is not going to pick an expensive ring. So he doesn't give her a budget. He just takes her into the shop to pick out whatever she wants.
I mean, look, very dangerous game that he's playing.
Very dangerous.
But Misha, I think, she picked something like relatively modest.
Because she doesn't want to marry him and she's not stupid.
Well, I don't know. Like, if she didn't want to marry him, she would have picked something that was like $60,000, right?
I don't think so. I think she's like, I don't want this to come back to haunt me.
Isn't that an easy parachute, though? If she really hated the guy and she was having buyer's remorse for saying yes, she could have just picked the craziest ring and then just gotten mad that he said it's way outside the budget.
I guess so, but I think she was just trying to like choose the easiest path. Like, I'll just pick the smallest ring.
Yeah.
And just get it over with. And then when I break off this engagement.
Well, I mean, any ring is going to be out of the budget of a hobby fisherman that lives at home. That's his occupation. His occupation is hobby weekend fisherman on rocks. I'm very sorry. He makes 60 cents a year on Google AdSense from his Jesus website.
How does he have $1,200 for this ring?
I don't know. Okay, how did you feel about the negotiating?
Oh, I would have been, Misha's losing her mind. I would have been the same way. Look, I respect him. He does save like $750 from the sticker price. You got to respect it.
He negotiates like over 40% off this ring. That's actually pretty remarkable.
It is. And that's impressive. But like, I don't want to watch it because it gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
I'm with Misha. It's like, I respect you for doing that. Like, I'm sure my husband does this shit where he like negotiates down bills and like all this stuff. And I'm like, how do you do that? I can't be with him when he does it, right? But yeah. I love that. I respect that he does because it saves money.
my wife is like the same way because she's Polish father-in-law's daughter and she cannot she can't be around it. This is a man that negotiates at McDonald's, Kim.
Oh my God.
So she can't witness it. If I felt, and I'm not a negotiator, no. I never have been.
Yeah.
my dad would rather jump off a cliff than negotiate any amount of money. That's the price and that's it. So I never saw anyone negotiate when I was growing up, and my wife saw far too much. So if I did feel the need, like, okay, I understand what this is, like haggling is part of the culture and I just have to do it, I would like say, hey babe, can you like go down the street for a minute? let me take care of, let me do some men shit here, you know?
Yeah, it was just like, once she picked it out, he should have been like, or just speak Hebrew.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, like he does this whole thing in English, which is like, why? If he just spoke in Hebrew, then they could have, like, Misha wouldn't even know what's going on.
And she doesn't know, she probably doesn't even know how many shekels that translates to. So he could have said, $5 million, you scamming son of a bitch, and then like just really gotten animated about it. But like I said, like, yeah, get it. Tell her to go get a gelato or something first.
Right, exactly. So I was with her though, and she says something like, this is the biggest turnoff, and I could not agree. Like I agree, I don't want to watch it. But Nicola seems like somewhat happy that Misha is leaving.
Oh yeah, he's so exhausted. So that's confusing. That's why when she's like, come for 2 or 3 months. No.
Hell, nah, no. I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Not again. Oh god.
It's really funny. I mean, she has so many caveats with them getting married. Like, they have to get this Catholic Church annulment. They already applied for it 5 months ago. I'm like, all you have to do is pay the fine, dude. Like, this is not a thing. I know you're going to make it a thing and you're like teeing up your next season, but like, nobody believes this is a thing. And then
if this is still going on in their next season, it's going to be resolved within 30 minutes of episode 2 starting.
Yeah.
It's going to be episode 1. That's all it's going to be about. And then it's going to be, I got my annulment in the mail.
Yeah. And she tries to make, she's like, oh no, we can't apply for the K-1 because of the annulment. I'm like, oh, you are not, I don't think sponsoring the U.S. this guy.
I don't think the U.S. government really cares.
No, they sure don't. Nicola won't even, why is it okay for Nicola to come and stay with her for like 2 or 3 weeks, but not a month? Like, what's the cutoff of like, what's appropriate? Like, when does the devil come? Does the devil come after three weeks?
Yeah. What's the sin cutoff? The devil is hunting really hard for sinners, but he's a little slow. And so it takes him 3.5 weeks. That's when he really, he's like a bloodhound. You know, and he's just like constantly zeroing in on the sinners to tempt with vagina.
I just thought it was hilarious when Misha says, I don't know why Nicola thinks that we will sin. We've been staying together this whole trip and not like banging at all. And it's been so easy not to sleep together.
So freaking easy. It's the easiest thing I've ever done in my entire life to not bang him.
I've had zero issues not fucking this guy. So, that was really funny.
Would you have a problem not banging him? I mean,
no. It would be very easy for me to forego any physical intimacy with Nicola, yes.
You mean the second coming of Patrick Swayze, Nicola?
Hello, lovely listeners. Are you sad that this podcast is just about over? Are you watching The Other Way Season 6 and 90 Day UK Season 2 this summer? Do you just hate ads? If you want to listen to Kyle and I talk about the absurdity of the 90 Day franchise of shows and occasionally other reality TV for even more hours every week, sign up for our premium podcast feed either via Patreon or with our 30-second sign up on Supercast. It's only $5 a month, so less than a Starbucks. It's extremely easy to sign up for and add to the podcast app of your choice, especially with Supercast. You'll get an extended version of this podcast weekly, usually an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and our B-Sides episode, which drops on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, where we cover The Other Way, 90 Day UK, and any other 90 Day shows that are currently airing. You'll also get full access to our complete podcast archive. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself. Visit realitycraycray.com to sign up now. That's realitycraycray.com. Kyle, do you have any predictions for the tell-all that you'd like to share?
All right. Who is still together? Christian and Cleo, no. Misha and Nicola, yes. Gino and Jasmine are there together. Amanda and Razvan, I feel like they still are.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Unless she gets home and she meets somebody else that's like local. He's very handsome. But Riley, I still think she's going to struggle with him.
Riley and Violet aren't together.
No way.
Statler and Dempsey, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, the jury's out on them. I don't have an opinion. Gino and Jasmine are never breaking up. I just put that out there. Never.
Yeah, never.
Nicola and Misha, we know we're still together, but I'm very confused as to why. Cleo Christian, Dunzo. Not excited that Tyre's involved in the tell-all.
He shouldn't even be there. Just let the poor guy go. Let him go home. Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, he gets to get out of Modesto for a weekend, so it's actually fine.
Stop. Good God. Sean Robinson's hosting, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we did learn that she was able to confirm that hosting the tell-all did not constitute crossing the picket line.
Yeah. This
might have been filmed before the strike even started anyway.
I can't remember when it was filmed. We'll find out for next week, but I know that we know when it was filmed because everybody was in New York and posting, and Jasmine was spotted with like Mike or something. It's very strange stuff, but Violet looks very upset. I'm dying to know about the Violet and Riley stuff, but I have a feeling, A, we're not going to get satisfying answers, and B, we're not going to see them next week. We're going to see them the last, it's a two-part tell-all, so we get next week and the week after, and I'm just already disappointed that we're not going to get them until the second part.
I think the only way that you get Violet upset is by catching her.
I mean, we've seen her play like, oh, woe is me before. Like,
she,
now that
she
I
plays
know
the
she's
victim
scamming.
When she's caught. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks for listening. This was super fun. Unexpectedly good finale. So
yeah,
happy for that. Totally. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.